It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Renee Montaigne is away. David Greene is with us this week, familiar to many listeners for his coverage of the White House and presidential campaigns. David, welcome.
Thanks. Good morning to you, Steve. And actually, speaking of the White House, our major story this morning is posing a pretty big challenge for the new president. It started with a seismic rumble that international monitors detected in North Korea. And NPR's Mike Schuster says North Korea put out a statement that it conducted a nuclear test.
The statement went on to say that the current nuclear test was safely conducted. This is an underground nuclear test, and that it was a new higher level in terms of its explosive power and technology, and that it had solved satisfactorily some of the scientific and technological problems the North Koreans had encountered when they first tested a nuclear weapon a couple of years ago.
That was a relatively small explosion back in 2006. This time around, the seismic readings suggest a much stronger blast. And we're going to go next to NPR's Anthony Kuhn. He's in Beijing, one of several nations that have tried to get North Korea to contain its nuclear ambitions. Anthony, welcome.
Good morning, David.
Let's talk about these nations. How alarmed are North Korea's neighbors?
They're very alarmed, and they're pushing for strong action. Japan said that they would push for stronger sanctions in the UN Security Council, which is expected to meet later today. South Korea has banned its citizens from going to North Korea, except for the joint industrial zone in Kaesong. The defense ministers of the U.S., South Korea, and Japan are expected to meet to discuss this at a forum in Singapore later on Saturday. So there appears to be a movement for concerted and coordinated action in response to the test.
So we should be expecting a flurry of diplomatic activity coming up. Well, as best that you can determine it at this point, what was the situation as North Korea saw it?
The situation is, as North Korea saw it, was that they were insulted and very angry when the United Nations condemned their rocket launch, which North Korea claimed was a satellite launch in April. And by the end of last month, they were saying that they were going to boycott the six-party nuclear disarmament talks and that they were going to test another missile. So that's less than 1 month from threat to blast. We can see that they seem to have been well prepared, and they did what they said they were going to do faster than people expected it. And I think their message was pretty clear. First of all, they want to get back into direct negotiations with Washington on normalizing diplomatic ties, and they wanted to be treated as a nuclear nation. If you go back to 2006, their first nuclear test, people were a little bit surprised, actually, that North Korea then later returned to the bargaining table. And in a deal they struck, they got promises for more fuel aid. And they also managed to get themselves off of Washington's list of state sponsors of terrorism. So what analysts are saying is that we might actually expect more rounds of negotiations here, or if North Korea does not get, it might threaten and actually carry out more nuclear tests, that is, while plutonium supplies last.
Well, let's talk about that question of more negotiations, because it's pretty amazing that we might have such a serious event like this triggering world reaction, then talk about that people might be coming back to the table again. Is there some appetite left for talking with North Korea? And I guess in the other direction, is there appetite on the North Korean side for making some kind of deal with the world?
Well, let's start with Washington here. You remember, of course, President Obama's opening inaugural speech, he wanted to extend his hand to regimes that unclenched their fists, but he would rather do it not directly. That is, he would rather go through the six-party talks. Remember, however, that North Korea has an ace up its sleeve. That is, two female American journalists who have been detained after they were reporting on the border.
All right. Anthony Kuhn is reporting to us from Beijing. He's telling us about the latest on the North Korean nuclear test. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, David.
And we'll continue to cover that story through the morning.